Indians play right here. Welcome to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network and the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show, sponsored in part by Collier Ford, Central Alabama Community College, RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Baptist Health and Baptist Ortho Now, the City of Wetumpka, Central Access, Russell DeWitt Center, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan, Wharf Casual Seafood, First Community Bank, Montgomery Fire Equipment Company, CAC Adult Learning, and Precision Floor Care.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network inside the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth. I'm Mitch Petrie, and folks, we've got an exciting one here tonight. The Indians will host the Chilton County Tigers in both boys and girls basketball, and it's also senior night. Surely what's shaping up to be a special night as these three seniors here on the girls team get ready to play their last game at home in front of this Indians crowd. Should be an exciting one. This is the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show, and we are about to get underway. The Indians played the Marbury Tigers, they played the Chilton County Tigers back on December 5th. Girls picked up the win in that one, 58-22, and definitely hoping to see a similar result here tonight. Senior night presentations will get underway here shortly, but before we get to that, we'll take a quick break, jump into our starting lineups, and of course, our keys to the game presented by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries, an expert physical therapist administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Performance and adventure, you'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Come on, come to Collier!
RE/MAX REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus help make your home buying or selling experience easy. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, the official real estate partner of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome back here to the REMAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show. Just a few minutes away from tip-off in what looks to be an exciting matchup, of course, senior night, and I'm sure these Indians are fired up about it. But before we get into any of that, first, your keys to the game here presented by REMAX Cornerstone. Really, first key to the game here tonight is going to be, like always, this Indians team plays some great defense, and of course, nothing is going better for them than we're coming out in that half-court press, sometimes even the full-court press, just really doing a great job of forcing turnovers, forcing steals, and it really helps contribute to their success so far this season. And, of course, other key to the game has got to be trust your bigs down low. Logan Banks, Queen Ballard, the two leading this team in scoring, and it's been a clinic for both of them every time they get the ball in the paint. And speaking more on the notion of Queen Ballard, she's only 20 points away here from getting 1,000 career points. Definitely a good chance to do that tonight. And if she doesn't get it tonight, look towards that last game of the season Friday when the Indians travel out to Prattville Christian Academy and the regular season finale out there. That will be an exciting one as well. Gavin Baxley will have the call for that game. Then, of course, getting into tonight, senior night, of course, and can't really talk about Queen Ballard without mentioning the other seniors on this team. Of course, you've got Charlisa Gibbs, spent all 4 years here as an Indian on this women's basketball team, and was talking to Coach Winchester earlier and just talked about how much Gibbs has just been a key contributor in the team culture, just always getting everybody fired up, really a leader of this team. And then, of course, Zaria Peak, one of the hardest playing players on this Indians team, and she is, every time she steps out on the floor, you know you're going to get some fantastic defense from Peak, and excited to see her possibly get a chance to show that tonight. Of course, it is just a few minutes away from tip-off. We'll be right back here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems, let them rest on the best. Visit finishlinegaragefloors.com today.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Back here in Wetumpka, that buzzer just sounded, and we're just a few minutes away from tip-off. Lady Indians getting ready to take the floor here tonight. But before we get into any of that, it's time for the national anthem. Take a listen.
is getting ready to meet the starting line. Little Spurs for the Lady Tigers.
Now it is time for your starting lineups here, presented by First Community Bank. For the Tigers, it'll be a few different players getting the start. Number 5, Mackenzie Harrison. Number 11, Tanya Wyatt. Number 20, Maggie Harrelson. Number 24, Kennedy Duff. And number 32, Mary Porter Thornhill, bringing it home there for the Tigers. Tigers coming out in their black jerseys with blue lettering, blue numbers, adorned in white trim along the outside of those letters and numbers and white trim along the sides and down through the shorts. Indians will come out tonight wearing their all-white uniforms with gold numbers, gold Lady Indians lettering on the front, and black trim along the sides there. Should be an exciting matchup. Indians come into this one having won their last two games after going on a little bit of a skid there, lost a couple of games, but Indians now have securely finished second in the region, so they will face off against the Percy Julian Phoenix for the third time this season in hopes of going to the area championship, and where they will play Stanhope Elmore, the school also hosting the area tournament on the girls matchup. This Chilton County team comes in with an 11-2 overall record and an 0-3 record in 6A Area 5 play, and should be an exciting one here tonight. Lady Indians being introduced right now, and your starting five presented by First Community Bank yet again, this time for the Lady Indians. It'll be the senior Zaria Peak, the senior Charlisa Gibbs, and the senior Queen Ballard starting things off here for the Indians, followed by Lexi Smith and Logan Banks rounding out the starting lineup here tonight. You can hear this Indians fan section starting to cheer as they get introduced. And here comes Queen Ballard, last lady to be introduced here tonight. And, well, just a few moments away from tip-off here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka basketball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. Remax Cornerstone Realty and Remax Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official health care provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at baptistfirst.org. And the City of Wetumpka.
Standing at the Wetumpka logo there in the middle of the court for the tip-off, it'll be Mackenzie Harrison and Logan Banks. Tigers will take the opening tip-off there and moving around now. Pass was tipped into the air but deflected over to Mary Porter Thornhill before it makes a couple of passes and back over her to her now. Kicking around the top of the arc and stepping inside for the Tigers, Maggie Harrelson with a long-range two. That one will not go down. Indians coming the other way. Zaria Peak with it now. Couple of passes now. They find Queen Ballard down low, and it'll be none other than the senior Queen Ballard trying to earn her way there to 1,000 points, and that will get it started in the right direction. Tigers now on the other end of the floor. A pass that was intended down low for Mackenzie Harrison, poked out of bounds there by Queen Ballard. Getting ready to get this thing going, it'll be Harrison, and a couple of passes now before it gets over to Harrelson. Driving down low, it was Tanya Wyatt, but she turned the ball over. Pass was taken right away, and they find Lexi Smith and transition. She goes right up for it, not able to connect on the bucket there, but she gets fouled, and she'll head to the free throw line for the first time here tonight. 7 minutes and 4 seconds the time left in this first quarter. Foul there goes against Maggie Harrelson. First foul of the game, and Lexi Smith nails that first free throw and getting ready to shoot her second. Man, she moves rather quickly when she's at the free throw line. Catches both of them, does Lexi Smith, extending this Indians lead 4-0. Tigers will have it on the other end of the floor now. The cross-court pass finds Maggie Harrelson, and they pass it down low to Kennedy Duff. Back up top there to Mary Porter Thornhill. Three, not going to go that time. Queen Ballard fits for the rebound, eventually corrals it, and a quick pass there to Lexi Smith. Smith driving down low and kicks it out and saved before going out of bounds. It was Zaria Peak, but unfortunately winds up in the hands of Tanya Wyatt. Wyatt's hustling now, but she'll kick it out over there on the far wing to Maggie Harrelson. Cross-court pass over to Thornhill. And back over to Harrelson, working around the outside. They find an open woman. Tanya Wyatt can't connect on the three, but an offensive board there by Mackenzie Harrison before it's ripped away by Queen Ballard. Had the ball above her head there for a second, but it's called a jump ball, but possession arrow points the way of the Indians, so they'll get ready to get things going on the other end of the floor. It'll be Lexi Smith here to inbound it for the Indians, and she'll give it over to Banks, who I will imagine gives it right back to Smith, and she does. Smith finds Ballard down low. Great pass there, and off the glass, down home there for Queen Ballard, working her way to the 20 points she needs for that 1,000-point mark. She's got four already. And right as soon as that possession really starts to pick up there for the Tigers, Mary Porter Thornhill called for the travel, picked up her dribble, tried to drive inside, but officials see that one and blow it dead just about immediately. Smith gives it to Peak, and she'll give it right back there to Lexi. And she's standing at the top of the arc now, finds Charlisa Gibbs out on the far corner, pulls a three off the mark there. Offensive board was almost grabbed there by Zaria Peak, tried to chuck it off the chest there of Mary Porter Thornhill, but they'll say Peak was the last woman to touch it, and Tigers will have it now. 5 minutes and 44 seconds left here in this first quarter. First quarter action brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagan. Catch and shoot three there off the mark from Tanya Wyatt. Zaria Peak snags the rebound, and she'll bring it across half court for the Indians. Finds Smith on the near wing. Finds Ballard down low. Good pass there. Ballard not able to connect on that first shot, but did a great job there grabbing her own miss, but holds the ball above her head yet again. They'll call another jump ball here. Two jump balls in just 3 minutes. Possession arrow this time pointing the way of the Lady Tigers. Tigers here still searching for their first point of the contest. Wyatt passes down to Thornhill, and they're looking for a woman down low. It's Mackenzie Harrison, but the ball sailed over her heads and straight on out of bounds, and Charlisa Gibbs will inbound it here for the Indians. And wow. That's a quick foul there. Or I guess not really foul. They gave a technical warning down to the scorer here for the Tigers. Not exactly sure what was said, but officials didn't like whatever it was. And there goes a warning against the scorer. Don't see that too often. Couple of passes here, and they were looking for Logan Banks. Banks not ready for the pass, and that'll be a turnover there on the Indians. Wyatt bringing it across half court. They find an open woman. It's Thornhill again. Three off the mark again, and rebound from Charlisa Gibbs. Smith hustling in transition, maybe trying to do it all herself. Goes up for the layup, but that one was poked out there. That time by Amonte Parker. And you'll get a couple substitution here for the Tigers. After bounds. Trying to see here what the official said there. I think he said a delay of game, possibly. Couldn't quite hear what that said, but officials will whistle it. And Lexi Smith will inbound it here for the Indians. 4 minutes, 40 seconds left here. Inbound pass right down low to Queen Ballard. Tried to spin around with it, but it was deflected out of bounds there by Lily Benson of the Tigers. Getting her first minutes of action here tonight is Benson. Also on the floor is Ivy Varner for the Tigers. Indians still out there with their starting five. Queen Ballard trying to go up for it. Won't get the layup on that first time, but she'll get fouled on her way back up, and it'll send Queen Ballard to the free throw line trying to get as many points as she can. I know she wants to hit that four-digit mark here tonight, and Lord, I hope we'd all love to see that. I know this Indian student section would definitely be thrilled about that. First free throw for Queen Ballard. Hits the back iron and drops straight through there. Indians now taking a 7-0 lead over the Chilton County Tigers. Second free throw here for Ballard. Nothing but net again. Queen Ballard looks hungry to get her 20 points here tonight. And Lord, we hope she does. Forner with it now here for the Tigers. She kind of gets a double team there, but will pass it over to Tanya Wyatt. Now a pass down low to Lily Benson out on the wing. And a couple more passes here before working its way back to Wyatt. And catch and shoot three off the mark that time. Lexi Smith hustling down the floor and gives it to Zaria Peak, and then who passes over to Gibbs. Now banks his hands, and Lexi Smith with it out on the far wing. Passes down low there to Queen Ballard. Kicks it back out to Smith. Catch and shoot three. Drilled it. Indians in double digits. Lexi Smith with 5 points. Queen Ballard with six. And Indians now take an 11-0 lead over the Chilton County Tigers. They call a timeout on the floor. Will the Tigers? And as they call one, we'll take one of our own. We'll be right back here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Back now here, Indians lead it 11-0 with just under halfway expired here in this first quarter. Inbounding it here for the Tigers will be Ivy Varner, and she'll kick it over to Tanya Wyatt. Wyatt hustling down court and trying to make something happen here for the Tigers. Indians defense has done a great job, forced a couple of turnovers and really not allowing too many open shots here. That pass, as we talk about it, intercepted there by Lexi Smith, trying to work away across half court, but Wyatt's playing some great defense. Smith trying to do it all herself, tried to finish there through some contact, not going to go down for her. And rebound there from the Tigers. Charlisa Gibbs was hustling over, trying to steal the ball as the Tigers were kicking it around, and they'll get a foul call that time against Gibbs. First foul of the night against the Indians, and of course, first foul there for Charlisa Gibbs. Mackenzie Harrison will inbound it. She'll find Lily Benson down low. Logan Banks hustles over and rejects it. Sends that thing straight out of bounds. And Tigers here still searching for their first points of the night. They'll inbound it and find an open woman in the corner. They finally got a bucket due. The Tigers, a three comes out of the hands of Tanya Wyatt. Shot a couple of threes. That's the first one to fall for. Banks with it now. Pass out to Lexi Smith on this near side. Queen Ballard had a hand on it there for a second, but good job there from Smith. Hustling in, grabbing the loose ball. Queen Ballard below the rack. Not going to go down that time. And rebound goes into the hands of Wyatt. She'll pass to a woman down low. It's Ivy Varner. And now over to Harrison, back over to Varner. Another three here for the Tigers. Low arcing three, but that one drops through there. Back-to-back threes on back-to-back possessions for the Chilton County Tigers. Smith with it now. She's hustling across half court. Maybe trying to do it all herself. Nope. Finds Queen Ballard down low. And layup not going to go that time. Rattles around the iron there for a second, but not able to get that one to fall through. Some tough defense being played here by the Indians, but it'll be Varner who brings it across half court. Now fires over to Wyatt. Now it's Varner with it, back over to Wyatt. Another three for the Tigers, too strong. Off the back iron, rebound, Queen Ballard. couple of passes here for the Indians, trying to find Queen Ballard down low again is Lexi Smith. She just keeps feeding Ballard here, and you'll get a couple of substitutions here for the Indians. Coming off the floor is Zaria Peak, Charlisa Gibbs, and Queen Ballard, and Richardson, Aaliyah Humphrey, and Kai Dillard will come out and take their place. Fresh set of legs out there for the Indians now, as Varner brought it across half court, had it poked away there for a second as she was looking for Destiny Williams by Lexi Smith, but not going to do it for the Indians. Driving down low, it was Lily Benson, lost her dribble there, and it'll roll out of bounds. Dillard will inbound this one to Richardson. And Indians still on top here, 11-6. Richardson's pass, she was looking for Humphrey down low there, but ball deflected and grabbed again by Richardson. Now it's Humphrey over to Dillard, now into Richardson in the near corner. Lexi Smith at the top of the arc, back over to Richardson on the near side wing. Banks with it now, finds Kai Dillard, thought about the three, but she'll think better. Cross-court pass over to Lexi Smith, and deep three here for Smith, bottom. Lexi Smith putting on a clinic here, leading the Indians so far, and two threes to her name already in this first quarter. 14-6 and 51 seconds left to play here in quarter number one. Catch and shoot three also finds the bottom, trading threes. That time it came from Ivy Varner. Second three for Varner, and Indians lead it by five. Humphrey with it now, looking over to Coach Winchester, trying to get the play call. Standing right at that Wetumpka logo, 30 seconds and ticking here in quarter number one. Lexi Smith with it now, finds some space, driving to the rack, off the glass, no problem there for Lexi Smith. And she's got 10 points already here tonight. Only two Indians have scored, Lexi Smith and Queen Ballard. Benson with it now on the near side wing. She'll pass into the free throw line. It's Harrison, goes for the floater, won't go. 5 seconds left, and trying to find a buzzer beater are the Indians. Rattles around, Lexi Smith's three does, not going to fall, but Indians lead it by seven after one. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video. Live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
Back now here, it's time for second quarter action. Indians with a 7-point lead, and Aaliyah Humphrey will inbound it to Richardson to get this period started. Dillard with it now, near side wing, cross-court pass over there to Aaliyah Humphrey. Humphrey slowing things down a little bit here for the Indians, passing to Dillard, who gives it right back to Humphrey. Passing around the top of the arc, they find Queen Ballard down low, but back up top to Humphrey. Humphrey spin move, jumper off the mark. Fighting for the rebound, it was Queen Ballard and Mally Harrison, but Ballard was the last to touch it. It'll go out of bounds, and that one goes against the Indians. Tigers with it now. Ivy Varner over to Destiny Williams. Cross-court pass intercepted by Richardson. Richardson driving down low, trying to do it all herself. Rebound tipped into the hands of Queen Ballard, and they come crashing down on her. They call a jump ball here, and that will flip possession here into the hands of the Tigers. Varner's got it now, and she'll work across half court. She's guarded by Kai Dillard, but if she fires her cross-court pass over to Maggie Harrelson, they'll find Mally Harrison standing at the top of the arc. Another pass deflected. This time, it was Maya Richardson again, and a couple of passes, though. Its possession stayed with the Tigers, and a cross-court pass, lots of them. Here, good ball movement shown from the Tigers, but that one sails over the head of Harrelson, and will it save? It would have been a backcourt violation. Kai Diller came crashing in, trying to do it all herself, but Maya Richards is right there to clean up the damage. Nice layup there for Maya Richardson, getting her first points of the night. Indians doubling the Tigers right now, 18-9, with 6 minutes and 30 seconds left here in this first half. Humphrey with it now. Three. Bottom. No problem there for Aaliyah Humphrey, and this Indians offense really starting to get things going. 21-9, Indians on top now. It's Harrelson down low in the near side corner. Cross-court pass over to Ivy Varner, starting to work along the baseline before she misfires a pass into the hands of Kai Dillard. Dillard trying to do it all herself, coast-to-coast. Won't go. Queen Ballard's there for the rebound. No problem for Queen Ballard. 8 points now for her. Tigers maybe trying to pick up the pace here just a little bit, trying to find someone. Was Destiny Williams. It was poked out by Dillard, and that shot blocked as Varner was driving to the rack. Queen Ballard got a hand on it and didn't even let the shot go up. Aaliyah Humphrey hustled it down court. Now it's Maya Richardson. High arcing pass, just a little handoff there to Logan Banks. Dillard now firing a cross-court pass on the far side wing. Aaliyah Humphrey, same spot, different result. Offensive rebound there for Logan Banks, no problem. And Banks picks up her first points of the night. Indians with a 25-9 lead now. And going on quite the scoring run here on offense. The ball movement here from the Tigers has been good. They're working it around again. Ivy Varner, three, misfired. Indians snag the board, and Maya Richardson's hustling down. Passes to Queen Ballard, lays it up. Queen Ballard halfway there to the 1,000 career points. She's got 12 already here tonight. Nope, it actually was 10. That's why I was not a math major when I went to school. Varner, cross-court pass, poked up into the air by Maya Richardson. Good hustle to stick with it. Trying to find Kai Dillard at the bottom. Spin around, off the glass. First points of the night there for Kai Dillard. Six Indians having scored here tonight. And they'll get Kai Dillard there for the foul. Tried to reach in, make something happen. Lexi Smith, Zaria Peake going to check into the game. Banks and Dillard will take a quick seat after Dillard picks up her first foul of the night. It'll be Maggie Harrelson here to inbound it for the Tigers. After she gets the ball there from the stripes, she does so finally and inbounds it. Nice find there down low to Harrison, but shot not going to go off the side of the backboard there. Queen Ballard was there for the rebound, and she gave it over to Richardson. Now it's Humphrey who finds Ballard down low, but gives it right back. Cross-court pass, Zaria Peake. Now Lexi Smith, near side wing. Off the mark there. A couple of Indians scrambling for the loose ball for the Tigers, able to corral it there. Zaria Peake came crashing in from behind, poked the ball out of the hands there of Thornhill. But it was last touched by Peake, so possession will stick with the Tigers for the time being. Pass intercepted yet again. Maya Richardson again trying to go coast to coast again. No problem. Falls right on through there for Maya Richardson. 4 points on the night there. Tigers trying to hustle. They'll fire a long inbound pass over to Lily Benson. And now it's Wyatt on the corner. They find Benson again open in the near side corner for three. Off the mark. Humphrey snags the rebound. Humphrey just trying to do it all herself. Came in a little bit too hot, but Queen Ballard, more second chance points for her. Feels like just about all of her points tonight have come from second chances. She's just done a great job of that all season, but it'll force Marbury here to take, or sorry, Chilton County to take a timeout, and as they do so, we'll take one of our own. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Back now here in Wetumpka, 3 minutes, 26 seconds left here in quarter number two and this first half. Your five out there for the Indians: Zaria Peak, Lexi Smith, Maya Richardson, Charlisa Gibbs, and Logan Banks. Tigers will get possession here, and it's Wyatt. She passes cross court into the hands of Harrelson. Off the mark there. Rebound goes over to Gibbs. She gave it to Banks. Gives a nice little underhand pass to Richardson. Zaria Peak got it on the near side wing. Started driving down low. Foot slipped out from under her, and they're going to call a travel on that possession. 33-9, Indians are leading right now. This second quarter has really just been a huge display of the Indians' offense. Had 16 points when that first quarter ended. Now with 33, well above their first quarter scoring. They were looking down low where the Tigers for Mackenzie Harrison. It was poked out for a second by Charlisa Gibbs, but she'll come crashing in, her and Banks both, to force the tie up there. And possession arrow points the way of the Indians. I thought actually they're going to call a foul there, not the jump ball on Gibbs. Catch and shoot three there for Ivy Varner. Off the mark. Rebound from Ikira Boulding before it was poked out by the Indians, and Zaria Peak will wrangle it away. Richardson stepping into a three near side wing. Off the mark. Rebound goes to Mackenzie Harrison, but she'll kick it over to Tanya Wyatt. They pass it over to Thornhill now and find Ikira Boulding standing at the free throw line. Far side wing. Varner for three off the backboard and nothing else. Logan Banks pass there intercepted. She was looking for somewhere to go with it. Ivy Varner took it away and laid it up and in. That's 8 points on the night. Far and away the leading scorer here for the Tigers. Richardson with it now, being guarded tightly, but she'll pass it over to the far corner and Lexi Smith. They find Gibbs down low, but her shot won't go. Great hustle there from Zaria Peak to come and snag the open ball. But a shot off the mark that time, and a rebound goes to the hands of the Tigers. Wyatt with it now, giving it back to Varner. Varner shoots another three, double figures now, and three threes made on the night for Ivy Varner. Smith with it now, and she'll fire a little no-look pass over to Maya Richardson. Peek back to Richardson, now back to Smith, far side wing. Now it's Peek, near side wing this time. Back to Richardson, and just passing around the top of the arc, looking for some space. Logan Banks had it, wrestled it away, finds Maya Richardson, three too strong. Trying to push the pace now are the Tigers. Ivy Varner is working with it. Great defense there from Maya Richardson. Poke it out and slow things down. Tigers stuck with it, but Lexi Smith poked it out that time. Zaria Peak with it now. Finds Lexi Smith. No problem. Nobody home. And another bucket there for Lexi Smith on the night. Wyatt again hustling down the court. Passes over to Harrison. Nice floater from alongside the baseline there for Harrison. Picking up her first bucket of the night. 35-16. Indians lead it now with 42 seconds left here in quarter number two. They find an open woman far corner. Three. Bottom. No problem there for Charlisa Gibbs. The senior picks up her first points on senior night and drilled that three. Now it's Harrison working on the far side. Started to drive inside. They find Varner back up top. Three off the mark. Zaria Peak comes crashing in for the rebound. Pokes it over to Lexi Smith. Hot pass came in there for Maya Richardson. Lost it there for a second. But they'll call Richardson there for the travel. And likely last possession going to go to the Tigers with only 12 seconds left here in this first half. Varner will inbound it over to Wyatt. Wyatt now bringing it across half court, guarded by Lexi Smith. And they're going to get Smith real quick there for the reach-in foul. First foul of the night against Lexi Smith. Indians only having three fouls as a team, but still leading by a sizable margin here, 38-16. 8.8 seconds on the clock now. They were trying to inbound it over to Mackenzie Harrison. They weren't able to do so because Logan Banks came crashing in, poked it right out of bounds. So Tigers going to try again. Trying to carry some momentum here into halftime are the Tigers. Couple of passes now to Ivy Varner. She starts driving inside and got the shot off there. And count the basket there and the foul. Foul goes against Azaria Peak there. First foul against Peak. And an and-one opportunity coming at the line for Ivy Varner. And one won't go. And Akira Boulding snags the rebound there for a second. Got poked out of bounds with 0.9 seconds left on the clock. Tigers, if with a successful inbound here, would likely have to catch and shoot on this last possession. They'll do it over to Wyatt. Good contest there from Logan Banks. Might have gotten a fingertip on it, and three won't go down. Indians with a 20-point lead here at halftime. We'll take a quick break, and when we return, make sure to stick around. It'll be the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show, and you're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision 4 Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision 4 Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
Performance and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to
family service. Call Your Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Call Your Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Call Your Ford in Wetumpka.
Come to Collier.
The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. I'm Mitch Petrie here in the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth. Indians with a 20-point lead, 30-18 over the Chilton County Tigers. And it was an exciting first half, and especially that second quarter. Indians really got the ball rolling, it felt like, offensively. Had quite a few performers here to talk about. Two Indians tied for leading the team in points. Queen Ballard, the senior, needs eight more to reach that infamous total, 1,000 career points, quadruple digits there for Queen Ballard. Hopefully we can see her get that done tonight. Ballard also already with a double-double. She's got 13 rebounds to go along with her 12 points. Has an assist as well as four blocks. Great performance here from Queen Ballard tonight. Lexi Smith has 12 points as well. Smith doing a great job on both ends of the floor. Five steals for her as well. Three assists to go with those 12 points as well. Five turnovers as a team there on the Indians in that first half. Couple of them coming on travel calls, but overall a pretty clean first half. You've got a couple of other Indians who have made a three. The senior, Charlisa Gidd, nailed a three from that far side corner in that second quarter. Did a great job, did Gibbs, on this senior night. Sure, this night means a lot to her as well. Leah Humphrey came into the game, nailed a three as well. And the Indians shooting the ball pretty well here tonight. Maya Richardson also comes in. She's got 4 points, but the number that jumps out to me is five steals. On the other end of the floor, it's pretty much been all Ivy Varner all night for the Chilton County Tigers. She finishes that half with 11 points, nine of them coming on three threes made. Fire them off in pretty rapid succession. Seemed to have a hot hand there for a second before cooling off, as did most of the Tigers as a whole. A couple minutes left here in halftime. When we come back, it'll be third quarter action on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell Dewitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDewittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDewittCenter.com. RussellDewittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center at Building Supply.
Hey, I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
Never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adulteducation or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. He's Chase across from Target.
Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
Is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. Online at RadioAlabamaSports.net.
And welcome back now. Closing minutes here of halftime. Well, seconds, rather. But before we get into this third quarter powered by Radio Alabama Sports, I want to remind you that to stay connected here with Central Access, get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Third quarter action almost underway here as we're getting things ready. Indians will have possession here to start this third quarter. And a couple of passes now. They were trying to find Queen Ballard down low. But Tigers had it there for a second. Poked away by Aaliyah Humphrey. No problem. Takes it all the way home herself, extending this Indians lead 40-18. First points of this half belong to Aaliyah Humphrey. Tigers working with it now. Layup off the mark that time, and Indians hustling down the floor. Aaliyah Humphrey trying to do it again before it was poked out there. And Humphrey seemed a little bit shaken up after that. She's going to have to go to the bench there. Maya Richardson with it now. Kai Dillard for three, rattles around, drops through. Another made three here for Kai Dillard. And Varner with it now for the Tigers. She'll find an open woman. It was Harrison, three off the mark, rebound Queen Ballard, but it was poked away there by Akira Bolden. Queen Ballard comes charging in to grab the rebound. And did a great job there in snagging that rebound. Tigers inbound it now. And Varner had it for a second, lost it there, and rolls out of bounds. Turnover there against the Tigers. But Indians happy to steal another possession away. 6 minutes, 55 seconds to go here in this first quarter. Richardson will give it over to Smith on the near side wing. Richardson thought she might shoot the three there, but they'll find an open woman. Queen Ballard down low, but an offensive foul called against the Indians. Waiting to see who the call goes against. I believe they actually call a travel there, so costly turnover on the Indians. Waves off the bucket there for Queen Ballard. It was driving down low was Tanya Wyatt.
hit her wrist there against Queen Ballard. Ballard straight up in the air. Ball rolls out of bounds. Indians have it now. Kai Dillard will give it over to Maya Richardson, and they'll kick it over to Lexi Smith, working on the far side wing. Lost her dribble there for a second. Tried to corral it, but it'll trickle out of bounds. Turnover on the Indians. Lots of turnovers here in the first minute and a half of this third quarter. Wyatt will inbound it there for the Tigers. She'll kick it over to Harrelson, but it was poked out there by Logan Banks into the hands of Lexi Smith. Firing a pass, Maya Richardson snagged it down low, laid it up and in, and no problem there for Maya Richardson. Another steal here for the Indians. Queen Ballard did it this time. Smith trying to drive to the rack. They'll call the foul on the floor there. Should have maybe been on the shot. Looked like Smith was about to try to go there for the layup, but officials disagree. They'll call it on the floor. And now you'll get a whole squad change there for the Chilton County Tigers. Five off, five new faces on the floor for them. That foul went against Tanya Wyatt. First foul of the contest there for Wyatt. They find Kai Dillard open for three in the far corner. No good. Queen Ballard rebound and not able to get it up and in that time. Officials whistled the play dead. They were fighting for the rebound. And they'll call the foul there against Destiny Williams. Two quick fouls there on back-to-back possessions for the Chilton County Tigers. That one goes against Destiny Williams. Dillard inbounding it now, looking for Queen Ballard in that low post. No problem. Queen Ballard fighting through a flurry of arms. Grabs her own miss, but second chance, no good either. Ballard did it again. They'll flag her for the travel that time. Will the officials, waving off what would have been a made bucket there for Queen Ballard. Ballard, like I've been talking about all game, only needs 8 points to get in to the four-digit career total points. They were looking down low this time for Denier Worthy. Logan Banks will steal it away, though, trying to maybe do it all herself. Tried to bring that dribble up high and just lost it. Rolled out of bounds there, and Tigers going to have it now. It's Worthy with it now. Caught it over on the far side. Tried to drive inside along the baseline. Queen Ballard says, not today. Takes it away. Richardson had it. Gave it over to Smith on the far side wing. She gave it to Ballard, but the pass broken up there. And now Williams has it working the other way for the Tigers. Being guarded real tight there by Maya Richardson. It's Thornhill with it now, standing at the top of the arc. She'll give it over to Williams. Cross-court pass into the hands of Lily Benson. Catch and shoot three. That one falls for the Tigers, their first points of this third quarter. 5 minutes left to go here in quarter number three. Shot off the mark that time. Queen Ballard's home, though. Lays the second chance points up and in there for the Indians. They'll find Thornhill for three again. I think Kai Dillard came in, got a finger on that, broke it up a little bit, fighting for the rebound. And on the floor with it was Worthy. She kicks it out to Williams, but the layup from Williams not going to go. Queen Ballard grabs the rebound again, firing a pass through traffic. Lexi Smith, Kai Dillard grabs her own miss and does it again and kicks it over. Maya Richardson, catch and shoot three there, far corner, not going to go down. Rebound snagged by Thornhill there. Richardson came in, tried to poke it out, but I think they're going to flag her for the foul. And if they will, that's the first foul of the night on Maya Richardson. And first foul on the Indians in the second half. Get a couple of substitutions here for the Indians. Smith and Ballard will take a quick seat. Madison McDade will come into the game, as will Zaria Peak. Aaliyah Humphrey came in, checked up to the scorer's table. Good to see that she's all right, not too shaken up. She's a huge facilitator in this Indians offense. They'll have to wait for the next possession as the Tigers passing it around now. Zaria Peak poked it away from Mary Porter Thornhill, but Peak last to touch it, rolls right out of bounds, and Thornhill will inbound it. Scratch that. Worthy comes over and tells her, get out of the floor. Humphrey will come into the game. Maya Richardson will take a quick seat, and they inbound this one to Destiny Williams. Picks up her dribble and finds Worthy. Catch and shoot three, airballed, and rolls right on out of bounds. Nobody home to grab the rebound that time. and I had to wait for the rebound to be corralled there for a second. Aaliyah Humphrey will inbound it over to Kai Dillard. Dillard waiting for the play call from Coach Winchester. They find Peak, and now Logan Banks at the free throw line, fighting through some traffic, rolls around and falls out, but the rebound was last touched by Thornhill of the Tigers, so Indians will stick with it. Humphrey going to be the one to inbound it from below the bucket over to McDade. Back up top to Peak. They find Humphrey on that far corner. Kai Dillard, another three off the mark this time. Rebound goes to Williams of the Tigers, trying to push the pace a little bit, and they find Worthy down low. Kai Dillard there blocks the shot after the missed shot there. Maggie Harrelson came charging in, and a three there came out of the hands of Thornhill. She looks a little bit shaken up. She's not okay. Coach Dugan, Avery Dugan there of the Tigers, wanted the foul call, didn't get it to go. Indians were coming on the other end of the floor. Dugan pleading his case here to the stripes. After that three, could have been possibly an and one three there had they called the foul there, but that was the first points of the night. Ball had trickled out of bounds there, and Mackenzie Harrison will come onto the place, will come into the game and take the place of Thornhill. Logan Banks catches the inbound spin move, short-armed the jumper there from about 5 feet, and rebound goes to the Tigers. Benson with it now. She'll kick it over to Worthy, and now in the hands of Harrison. They'll kick it down low to Destiny Williams, who lays it up from about 5 feet. No problem there. Drops right through, and Tigers starting to close this gap a little bit, but Indians still lead it 47-26. Humphrey's got it now, far side wing. Cross-court pass is already a peak, and then a bounce pass over to Dillard. Back to Peak, and over to Humphrey. Humphrey starts driving inside, finds Zaria Peak. Three off the mark that time. Logan Banks came crashing in for the rebound, not able to corral it, and Queen Ballard will check back into the game there for Logan Banks. 47-26, Indians lead it, 2 minutes and 35 seconds here in this third quarter. Indians with a sizable lead of 21 currently, but lead was as big as 28. Tigers starting to scrape and claw, trying to find their way back into it as they move the ball around and find a woman. It was Williams. She came crashing in, floater from about 5 feet, parallel with the baseline, not going to go down. Saves the ball from going out of bounds there. And Coach Dugan will take a timeout here, maybe trying to save a possession there. Looked like the ball might go out of bounds. 2 minutes and 11 seconds left here in this third quarter. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Performance and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Come on, come to Collier!
Now here for the rest of the third quarter, 2 minutes and 11 seconds left on the clock. Inbounding this one for the Tigers, it was Harrison. Ball was poked out there for a second. Harrison got it, fired it to Ikeira Boulding. Rebound was grabbed there by Kai Dillard. I think that should have been a jump ball call, but they'll call her for the walk, unfortunately. So a turnover on the Indians gives the ball right back to the Tigers. It's Harrison to inbound it again, looking for somewhere to go. Kick looking up top there. Humphrey had a hand on it, but it was corralled by the Tigers. Couple of layups there off the mark, but ball turned over again here. Harrison jumper from the elbow off the mark. Rebound goes to Jayla Merkerson. She just checked into the game coming out of that timeout, getting her first minutes in this one. Maya Richardson with it now. Cross-court pass to Charlisa Gibbs. Catch and shoot three. Bottom. 6 points on the night there for Charlisa Gibbs, all coming from made threes. Indians starting to get everybody involved here. Humphrey intercepted that pass almost for a second from Destiny Williams, but she wasn't able to stick with it. Ball trickled out of bounds, and Tigers will inbound it with a minute and 28 seconds left here in this first quarter. Sorry, third quarter. Finally get the ball from the officials. Does Danira Worthy, and she'll kick it over to Williams. Now inside the arc, long two off the mark. That time coming out of the hands of Mackenzie Harrison. Another offensive board here for the Tigers. Aaliyah Humphrey came crashing in, poking out the pass that was intended for Destiny Williams, but Tigers going to inbound it yet again. A lot of loose balls here trickling out of bounds and a lot of inbounds in this third quarter. A minute and 16 seconds left. Indians on top by 24. Williams will inbound it this time to Danira Worthy. A couple of passes now before they find Harrison down low. Kicking back out now, but pass was poked out by Charlisa Gibbs. Now they find Aaliyah Humphrey down low all by herself. Good move to send the defender flying past. Queen Ballard tried to snag the rebound but wasn't able to corral it. Mackenzie Harrison with it now, and a pass over to Danira Worthy. They lost it for a second. Aaliyah Humphrey came in and poked it out, but they'll get her for the kick ball there. Humphrey not thrilled with that call, and neither is Coach Harriet Winchester. Travel there called on the Tigers just about immediately following the inbound, and Aaliyah Humphrey will inbound this one for the Indians with 44.7 seconds left on the clock. Richardson will give it over to Humphrey. Three toilet bowls out, and another offensive rebound here for the Tigers. Sorry, defensive rebound here for the Tigers. Williams had it for a second, gave it over to Worthy, came crashing down, and ran straight in to Charlisa Gibbs. Second foul called on the night there on Charlisa Gibbs. Williams will inbound it over to Harrison. Now it's Lily Benson with it on the far side wing. Guarded by Aaliyah Humphrey. Humphrey doing everything she can to poke that ball out. Banks had it poked out for a second, but Bunsen stuck with it. Fires a three from the far side wing off the mark. Rebound, Charlisa Gibbs. Here comes Maya Richardson trying to do it all herself. A little bit of contact there. They won't get the call. And as Richardson went up to grab her own miss, she came down over the back of Mackenzie Harrison. Second foul call of the night on Maya Richardson there. 8.8 seconds left in this quarter, though. So Tigers are going to have to hustle down the court to get a shot off. Worthy's got it now, firing a cross-court pass. Intercepted. Logan Banks behind the back dribble. Maya Richardson snags it. Aaliyah Humphrey lays it up, gets it through at the buzzer, much to the delight of the Indian student section. Indians 52-26, leading it by 26 here after three. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision 4 Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision 4 Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
Fresh, fast, and always delicious, Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone. From shrimp and fish to po'boys and salads, enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood. Tigers going to have possession here to start this fourth quarter, down 26, and they'll inbound it to Destiny Williams. Williams finds Lily Benson on the far side corner, but a pass misfired, and Worthy sticks with it. Aaliyah Humphrey comes crashing in that time, puts on the moves, and not going to go down for her that time. Layup looks a little bit awkward there, maybe favoring that ankle just a little bit. Now on the other end of the floor, catch and shoot three for Mackenzie Harrison. First points of this second half there for Mackenzie Harrison, cutting in to this Indians lead by three. Richardson brings it across half court for the Indians, and Coach Winchester will take a timeout. And as she takes a timeout, we'll take one of our own. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
You're listening to the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Now, back to the action from the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth.
Smith with it to start this third quarter. She passed it down low there to Queen Ballard. Ballard went up for the shot, but she gets fouled on the way. Foul is going to be called against Mackenzie Harrison of the Lady Tigers, and that'll send Queen Ballard to the free throw line. She's got 14. She needs six more to hit that 1,000 career points. And with the way the Indians have been feeding her the ball here tonight, you got to believe everybody on this team knows it. First free throw off the mark there from Queen Ballard, but second one about to come. And drops right through. Five more for Queen to hit that quadruple digit mark. Worthy with it now, and pass over to Harrison, being guarded tightly here by Lexi Smith. Cross court pass over to Benson. Now with it is Thornhill. And a couple of passes before it works its way back to Harrison. She just made that three. This time not going to be as successful. Rebound falls out of bounds. It was last touched by Lily Benson. Off the mark that time, and Indians will have it. Kai Dillard will give it over to Maya Richardson to get this thing going. No-look pass to Lexi Smith, and they were looking for Queen Ballard down low. Not able to corral the rebound. It was poked out, but they say last touched by Queen Ballard. So the Tigers will have to inbound it yet again. 6 minutes and 52 seconds left here in this fourth quarter. Indians with a 24-point lead, 53-29. Thornhill's got it, and she'll pass it over to Harrison before Harrison was looking for somewhere to go with it, and they'll call the travel there. That time it goes against Lily Benson of the Tigers. Richardson gives it to Dillard yet again to inbound. On the inbound to start this possession, over to Smith on the far side wing, back to Dillard. Dillard passes in to Banks at the free throw line. They find Queen Ballard down low. And another foul call here. 3 second violation, I believe, going against Queen Ballard. They just keep feeding her the rock. They know just how close Queen is. 5 points is all she needs to pass that 1,000 career point mark. As on the other end of the floor, catch and shoot three for Mary Porter. Thornhill falls through. That's two made threes in this second half there for Thornhill. Richardson trying to answer with a three of her own, off the mark. Couple of people fighting for the rebound. Logan Banks poked it out, but Thornhill's able to stick with it, and she'll pass it over to Destiny Williams. Williams slowing things down a little bit here for the Tigers. Couple of passes around the top of the arc. Thornhill had it for a second, lost it. Smith's got it, hustling down the court, trying to do it all herself, running into a little bit of contact. But Maya Richardson snags the miss and lays it up and in. 8 points on the night there for Maya Richardson. Indians lead at 55-32. Lexi Smith takes the inbound pass out of the hands of the Tigers, and she'll slow things down, waiting to find her teammates who had all gotten back on defense. Queen Ballard pokes it, saves it from going out of bounds. Maya Richardson jumper from about 12 feet, parallel with the baseline, too strong. full court heave there over to Lily Benson before they're passing around the top of the arc. They find Thornhill in the near corner. Starts driving inside. Bounce pass intended for Benson. Just flails right on by her. And Kai Dillard now going to inbound it here for the Indians. Another turnover on the Tigers. Dillard inbounds it to Maya Richardson. And Richardson driving down low before she picks up her dribble and kicks back out to the top to Kai Dillard. She'll hand it off to Lexi Smith. Now Maya Richardson near side wing drills a three. Does Maya Richardson. First made three of the night for her. Tigers bringing it across half court now. It's Thornhill with it. She'll bounce pass into the near side corner. Harrison for three. Answers right back. Trading threes back and back are the Indians and the Tigers in these last couple of possessions. Smith has it now on the far side wing. Firing cross-court pass. Kai Dillard driving inside. Floater with the right hand. Nice shot. Good finish there from Kai Dillard. No problem there. And now 60-35. Indians lead it with 4 minutes and 11 seconds left to go here in this fourth quarter. Another three. Same spot for Harrison. Not going to go down that time. Rebound snagged by Queen Ballard, and she'll give it off to Lexi Smith. Smith gives it back to Ballard down low. Ballard, one dribble. Goes up. Got it. 3 points for Queen Ballard. That's all she needs here. 62-35. Indians lead it. Thornhill with it now at the top of the arc. Passing down low to the corner to Harrison. Harrison drives inside. Floater not going to go. Logan Banks with the rebound. Firing to Smith down low. Smith dribbles. Steps back out. Lays it up and in. Nice move there from Lexi Smith. Creates some open space and dropping the shot through. No problem there. 64-35. Smith trying to steal it away from Thornhill. Ball rolls out of bounds after Smith touched it last. And you'll get another mass substitution here for the Chilton County Tigers. Everybody came off the floor but Lily Benson back out there. Now it's Tanya Wyatt, Maggie Harrelson, Ivy Varner, and Ikeira Boulding. They pass it over to Harrelson. Now cross court to Varner. Looking inside. Ball poked out by Queen Ballard into the hands of Richardson. Richardson speeding things up here a little bit. They find Queen Ballard. Queen Ballard dribbling below the bucket. Up. Goes up with it, but they'll get her for the travel there. Just left her feet there. Tried to pump fake, but just went a little bit too hard there. Travel on Queen Ballard. With it now, Harrelson. She'll give it over to Wyatt. Back to Harrelson. Far side wing. Bounce pass looking for Ikeira Boulding, but Lexi Smith steps right in front of it. Looking for Queen Ballard there. And ball tied up, hit the floor, and they'll get Queen Ballard for the foul there. First foul of the night against Queen Ballard. 2 minutes and 44 seconds left here in this contest in regulation time. That is Indians on top, 64-35. With it now, it's Wyatt. Her pass tipped by Kai Dillard, but still finds its way into the hands of Varner. They find Ikeira Boulding down low, not able to get that short-range shot to go. Banks with it now, finding Queen Ballard. Lays it up and in, and there you go. Queen Ballard, make this free throw, and you're at 1,000 career points. Couple of substitutions here for the Tigers, and that's going to make Queen Ballard have to sit with this. Gotta believe she knows possibly the importance of this moment. And no problem there. 1,000 career points there for Queen Ballard. Congratulations to her. And that gives the Indians 67 points. The Indian student section fired up about that one. Smith had it there for a second, was running out of bounds, saved it though, but Ivy Varner corrals it. Real high arcing layup there, shot blocked by Kai Dillard. She'll find Queen Ballard, nobody home, and lays it up and in. Queen Ballard, 69-35, Indians on top. driving inside was Ivy Varner. She laid it up, and in that time, Tigers trying to push this pace a little bit, cut in to this Indians deficit. Timeout called by Coach Winchester, and they'll think this one over. I think we'll get a couple of substitutions here. But with a minute and 44 seconds, we'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Back now here in Wetumpka, Indians got some substitutions here. Your five out there: Logan Banks, Jalen Merkerson, Kai Dillard, Zaria Peak, Madison McDade. They're passing around now. Merkerson's got it. She gives it over to Peak at the top of the arc. Back over to Merkerson and looking down low for Logan Banks, catching with a nice spin move. Another spin move. Couple of great moves there, finding some open space. Not able to connect on the shot, though. Bella Gillian grabs the rebound, and she'll pass it over to Tanya Wyatt. Now Varner thought about the three from way beyond the arc, not going to get it to go. Firing a three, this time it's Maggie Harrelson off the mark, but an offensive rebound goes straight into the hands of Tanya Wyatt. She thinks about the three herself, decides to pull it, and not going to get it to go. They're going to get Charlisa Gibbs for the travel on the rebound there. And now Macy Brown will come into the game for the Indians. She'll take the spot of Logan Banks. Inbounding now, it's Gillian for the Lady Tigers, and she'll give it over to Tanya Wyatt. 40 seconds left to go here in this quarter. Pass was poked out there. Charlisa Gibbs had it for a second, was trying to drive. Tanya Wyatt stepped in front of her, though. Ball poked out of bounds and last touched there by the Tigers. Gibbs is going to inbound it now. She'll give it over to Merkerson. Cross-court pass to Zaria Peak. Not able to corral the pass, though, and 14 seconds left. Clock still ticking here, and that will just about do it as the student section erupts here for the seniors on this team. And a memorable senior night it will be for the Lady Indians as the final buzzer sounds and the Indians finish out their home career with a win, 69-37.